Great. You're on the record, Chair.
Okay. I will call to order the Robot Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting for February 13th to order. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call, please.
Sure. Chugach Electric Association.
Curtis.
Oh, I said Chugach Electric Association.
And they did inform me that they would not be able to make it today.
Okay. Did you say that Nick was going to be here?
Yeah, and so I guess that would be a question maybe for our general counsel, too, is if we only have a primary and a secondary, is there a way to have a third level that can represent the organization?
They can change their alternate. They just need to do so. Did they do that? Hold on, I'm just looking for my.
Not in an official manner. Just a text message to me, letting me know that the primary and alternate would not be available. That named a third person that would be sitting in for Chugach.
Nick, was it your understanding that you would be voting for Chugach and functioning in their place? Or were you just here to listen and take back? I don't mean to put you on a spot. I'm curious what Arthur's intent was. Sorry, Mr. Miller's intent and Mr. Simonian.
So, Nick, if you are speaking, you're muted, so you need to unmute yourself.
I'm guessing maybe Mr. Simoniak is not here in a proxy capacity. So,
okay.
But I just, if that's because he's not saying anything, I will keep looking for that provision. But generally, I would have expected something that said that they would have, you know, designated him as their member, representative as their alternate for this meeting, and then we could have gone there and.
Okay, he just left the meeting, so. We'll go with the rest of
that. That probably answers my question then. Thank you.
Roll call. Okay. Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis there, yes. Are here.
Okay. City of Seward.
Cody George, city attorney for the City of Seward. Sorry, I'm not here in an official voting for Brian.
Okay. Homer Electric Association.
Brad Jarnski here.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo here.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million here.
The Railbelt Reliability Council.
Ed Jenkin here.
Chair, you have a quorum.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Move on to public roll call for all others that are present.
Okay, so we'll start on the Teams meeting. Anyone on the phone or on the Teams meeting from City of Seward? I think we heard Cody was here. Anyone else?
I meant to clarify, okay. Brian should be, he's in between flights. He's trying to get on in the next 15 minutes or so to be able to participate.
Okay, we'll watch for him. How about the Homer Electric? Is there anybody on the Teams meeting from Homer Electric?
Sarah Lamb, present.
Jeff Fuller, outside counsel, AJ.
Okay, and Chugach Electric, is there anybody on the Teams meeting from Chugach Electric?
Yeah, I've got Nick Shimoniak here. I'm sitting in last minute for Arthur.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority, anyone on the Teams meeting?
Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Karen Bell, Alaska Energy Authority.
Okay, and then I'll also note that Bill Price is listening, but he said he would not be able to speak. So then we'll go to Matanuska Electric Association. Anyone on the Teams meeting?
Tony Zellers.
David Fees.
John Sinclair.
Kim Hinkle.
Okay, and then we'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association.
Daniel Heckman.
Okay, And that seems to be, or the, obviously we have our attorney.
Nick Grovier, still Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
And if there's
go ahead.
And if there's anyone else on the Teams meeting that would like to identify themselves.
Carl Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Okay, I guess that's everybody, Chair. There's nobody in the boardroom here.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number four, the approval of the agenda. If we could get a motion to approve the agenda, please.
Move to approve the agenda, Curtis Thayer, AEA.
Tony Izzo, I'll second.
Okay. Any changes to the agenda or discussion on this topic? Hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
What?
Okay. City of Seward? Absent. Homer Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to public comments.
I just want to make sure that we're clear. What I'm understanding is that based on Mr. Simoniak's comment is that Mr. Miller likely meant to designate him in his email as his alternate for this meeting, at least purposes of this meeting. But I would ask if he could, because that was not apparent from what you saw, I think it would be great, Mr. Smoyuk, if you could ask Mr. Miller to just confirm that so that way we have it all for the record in case anyone were to challenge it. But that was, in fact, his intent.
Okay, yeah, I can. Would you like him to send an email?
Yeah, if he can send that, I think does that to the secretary, which would be Mr. Thayer. And so if he could just make sure that for the purposes of this meeting, that it was his intent when he sent the email to Mr. Million, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Tina.
Okay, we'll go to public comment. Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Please raise your hand. Okay, no public comments on the Teams meeting. If there's anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please press *9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, no public comment. I will note, though, Chair, that Andrew Jensen from the governor's office did put in the chat that he was present. So he is on the Teams meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Moving on then to the approval of the meeting minutes from February 6, 2026. These were in your board packet for review. If we could get a motion to approve the minutes.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Curtis. Is there a second?
Tony Izzo, second.
Thank you. Any changes to the minutes or any discussion on this? Seeing none, Jennifer, if we can move on to a roll call vote for the approval of the minutes from February 6, 2026, please.
Yes, sir. City of Seward, absent, I believe. Homer Electric Association?
Fred Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Nick Schmoniak, pending authorization from Arthur, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Okay. I'm confused. Okay. Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
Okay. This has been a painful meeting, but the motion carries, Chair.
Friday the 13th.
Yes, exactly. All right. Thank you. Moving on to item 7, old business open access transmission tariff RCA docket U2528. Tina, if we can get an update on that, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On February 9th, most of the parties to the docket filed witness lists, issue statements, and some also filed errata. On February 12th, the RCA issued order number 12, addressing Aurora Energy's notice of non-participation, revising the order of hearing, addressing hearing room seating limitations, and requiring a witness from MEA to appear. Our hearing begins next week after the President's Day holiday. I have matters related to these topics and next steps in docket U2528 to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members or that are confidential under state, federal, or local law. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Any questions for Tina? Hearing and seeing none, I would move us to our next item, which is executive session, which would be to go into for the items that Tina had listed. If we can get a motion to go into executive session, please.
The draft motion was attached to the meeting invite.
I know Brian normally has it in front of him ready to go. Does anybody have that motion handy, or I can paraphrase it and then we can just reflect it in the minutes?
This is Curtis. Hang on a second here. Let me find it here. I move the RTO enter to the executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to the RTO, finances, and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes these are subject and would have adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO and are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee and are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Excellent. Thank you, Curtis. Do we have a second?
Travis, Tony Izzo, I'll second.
Thank you, Tony. Any discussion on this matter? Hearing and seeing none. Jennifer, would you do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please?
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Rajnorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Rick Shimoniak, conditional yes.
And City of Seward, I believe, is still absent. The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Just please let me know when we're off the record.
Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Thank you. I would advise the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except authorized by bylaw section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. Also would like to reflect on the record that we did not hear back from Arthur or Mr. Miller from Chugach regarding delegation of voting authority at this point in time. So Chugach will be absent from the vote, as well as the City of Seward will be absent as we go into it. So I just wanted the record to reflect that. Moving on to item number 9, new business budget amendment. Karen, if you could give us an update on that, please.
Thank you, Chair. As I discussed at the last Governance Committee meeting, the Finance Subcommittee is recommending an amendment to the fiscal year 2026 budget for the RTO to increase the budget by $550,000 for contractual services. This would support hearing costs, as well as add a budget for New Gen Strategies and Solutions, who is supporting the HPRR template in the hearing and has provided testimony. We have reviewed the budget. We do believe after the hearing has finished, we need to look at our actual costs, and we may need to come back to the governance committee for an additional amendment to carry us through to the end of fiscal year 2026. This will support any additional work that may be necessary after the hearing. It is just difficult to predict exactly how many costs are going to be incurred due to the hearing. So we do ask that the governance committee approves our request for a $550,000 amendment.
Thank you, Karen. Are there any questions for Karen? And we did have that in our packet to review ahead of time as well. So put this on the table. If we could get a motion to approve the budget amendment as presented, that would be great.
Move to approve, Curtis Thayer, AEA.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Tony Izzo.
Thank you, Tony. Is there any discussion or questions on this topic? We're going to see none. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to approve the budget amendment as presented.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Sharansky, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Millian, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association is absent. And the City of Seward is absent. The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, that moves us on to member comments. I will just open the floor for any member who may have a comment today. Not seeing any, the only comment I would make is that we've been pushing through for quite some time to get to this point. Next week is the start of the hearing, so thank you everybody that has helped us, especially with the committee members and everything, and those who will be testifying. So thank you for all your work to get us to this point, and we'll see how all next week goes. With that, our next meeting date is to be determined. We'll make that determination here in the near future. And with that, if we can get a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, Tony Izzo.
Curtis Thayer, second.
Thank you. Jennifer, if we could do one final roll call vote to adjourn, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association is absent. City of Seward is absent. Homer Electric Association?
Rajnarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Millian, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer, and we are officially adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.